لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. Just mention a few points by which inshallah if we observe them, our namaz, our salat will become very, very valuable. The one is, before we start our namaz, which is a command of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for all our ibadat, that we are making this ibadat imanan wa ihtisaba. That imanan, what does it mean? That we have this iman yaqeen, that it is the command of Allah that I am fulfilling. That is very, very important to think that. Mostly when we make niyat, I'm making 3 rakats maghrib namaz, making 2 sunnats. But we don't think that it is, I'm fulfilling the command of Allah Ta'ala. Some ulama, Maulana Ahmad Ali Lahori rahmatullah alayhi, Mufti Abdullah Phulpuri rahmatullah adami barakatuh, of the opinion that namaz is not made if you don't think that I'm fulfilling the command of Allah. Imanan means this, that it is my yaqeen, my iman, that I'm fulfilling the command of Allah. And in any case, the vast majority of the ulama say namaz will be made. But namaz and all ibadat is supposed to bring abdiyat, humbleness in a person. And that will only come if we think that I'm no philosophy of namaz, nothing else but it's Allah's command. I'm fulfilling, I'm Allah's banda, I'm Allah's slave, and I'm fulfilling His command. That is one thing. Always think that. Then otherwise, ibadat, for many people, it brings takabbur in them, that I'm very pious, I get up for tahajjud, I make this namaz, I make that ibadat. And if ibadat brings takabbur, pride in us, then we are on the road of Jahannam. With our namaz, we are on our road to Jahannam. Ibadat must bring abdiyat, humbleness in us. And that will come when we think that I'm fulfilling the command of Allah Ta'ala. Ihtisaba, the hope of getting reward. And when a person knows Allah is the most kind, most generous, and we are fulfilling His command, the reward He will give in dunya also, in akhirat also, we cannot imagine. If a person works for somebody and he thinks, and the talk amongst the people is, this man doesn't pay. He lets you work whole month, end of the month he doesn't pay you. Then your work also is half-heartedly. You know, your heart is not in your work. But when you know that the boss, he pays and he gives bonus, and you did good job, he gives you extra also, then with how much of devotion, concentration. So namaz we are making for Allah. And Allah is the most fair, the most just, the most kind, the most generous. So if we think that ihtisaba, Allah is going to reward me for this amal of mine, then we will make that namaz with how much of devotion and concentration. Namaz will become very valuable. Every namaz, sunnah, nafil, any ibadah, tilawat of Quran Sharif, roza, everything, imanan wa ihtisaba. That it's Allah's command, I'm fulfilling the command of Allah. And Allah will reward me on this side. The other thing is, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whenever إِذَا قُمْتَ فِي صَلَاتِكَ فَصَلِّ صَلَاتٍ مُوَدَّعٍ. Whenever you stand up to make any of your namaz, then read صَلَاتٍ مُوَدَّعٍ. What is صَلَاتٍ مُوَدَّعٍ? 2 meanings. One is, like a girl when she gets married, and after nikah is finished, the people ate, we say we make the girl wada, we are sending her now to her husband's house. So that girl where she was born, and she grew up with her children, with her brothers, sisters, playing with them, fighting with them, everything carrying on. The protection of the father, the love and kindness of the mother. But now when they make her wada, she leaves everything behind. Her brothers, her sisters, her mother, her father, her house, where she grew up, where she has got so much connection, now she goes to her husband. So our namaz also must be like that. That when we come for namaz, leave our shop in the shop. Usually we come in namaz, but we bring the shop in our mind also. bring the house, leave the house at home, with everything. How that woman, a girl, who is the fairer sex, who is the weaker sex, but she pulls herself out of everything and she gives herself over to her husband, like that we must pull ourselves out of everything and give ourselves over to Allah Ta'ala. So that is Salat al-Mawaddah. Otherwise, our namaz we are making, the shop is still in our mind. The house is at this world, now we're turning here, now we're going there, etc. So, give it behind. And when in namaz we pick our hands up like this, this is also an indication that we are throwing the whole dunya behind us. We are throwing the house behind us, the shop behind us, and we fasten our hands now only in front of Allah Ta'ala. Then see how valuable namaz will become. The other meaning of Salatim Muwadda'in, that this is the last namaz of my life. I'm making my life wada, leaving my life. And you don't have to get frightened that if you think that this will be my last namaz, then you will die. Mort will only come on each time. Nobody can die 1 second before the time, nor 1 second after the time. But if we think this is my last namaz I'm making, naturally, a person will do it with so much concentration, devotion, his heart will be in his namaz. Because the last namaz, not a few days, a few namazes like that, and I promise you, our namaz will go from 0 to 100. If you just think this is the last namaz of my life, every namaz, farz, sunnah, nafil, whichever namaz, this is my last namaz. And after this, I will be meeting Allah. What? How much will then our namazes will become namaz? And one thing in between, bismillah, that for those of us who get doubts in our namaz, I mean 2 rakats or 3 rakats, we forget, and we get lot of wasawis, lot of ideas, thoughts come to us in our namaz. For those people, read the surah Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas. In this surah, the whole surah, that Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas, I took protection from Rabbin Nas, Malikin Nas, Ilahin Nas. 3 sifat qualities of Allah. Allah is Rabbun Nas, He is the creator and sustainer of the whole of mankind. And Malikin Nas, Ilahin Nas, He is the Ma'bud, the Ilah, the God, the only God of all mankind. And Malikin Nas is the king of all mankind. So such great qualities of Allah, you're taking his protection. Min sharril waswasil khannas. From the bad whisperings of khannas, shaitan, who whispers in our heart. Now think of your house, now think of that. You're not thinking of Allah, you're not thinking of akhirah, dunya. So you take that protection of Allah, 3 great qualities, Allah will give you protection. من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس. Shaitan whispers in your heart and he puts all wrong ideas. And من الجنة والناس. Of jinn also, they also whisper, Shaitan's agents. And of mankind also, Shaitan's agents. And they put all ideas in your heart. So if you read that, inshallah, and carry on, you will see the day will come when your namaz, you won't have wasawis, evil thoughts in your namaz. Otherwise, some of us, very, very bad thoughts come in namaz also. One is you think of your shop, house, dunya, wife, children, but some people, very, very bad thoughts come in namaz. So what kind of namaz is that? And remember, there are 2 kinds of namaz. One namaz, Allah says in the Quran Sharif, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُسَلِّينَ. There is punishment for those people who make namaz. Making namaz and punishment. أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. Who are just unmindful of the namaz. They don't make, or they make, they don't know how many rakats they made, they don't know whether they're in the masjid or they're outside, they're traveling in the whole world in their namaz. Allah says punishment for such people. So how important that our namaz must become namaz. Another namaz, Allah says in the Quran Sharif, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. That the believers have become completely successful. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those people who have made their namaz, what their bodies, no movement, not scratching here, scratching there, etc. And also with the toes, many people play piano with their toes all the time. You see the toes going up and down. No, nothing. Harsh, you know. And inside, the heart also turned towards us. That is success. So we have to try and make our namaz like that. It's not just that we made our namaz and we finished. But we must improve the quality of our namaz. Every person wants to improve the quality of his life, of his health, his house, his car, his shop, your garden, everything you want to. Our namaz is the most important thing. We must improve its quality. And one last thing, that when we make salam, then kiraman katibin aye, farishtas. So make a niyyat. If we make salam to somebody and we don't even look at the person, he feels offended. We are making salam to kiram and katibin, but we don't even look at them. We are looking who came today for namaz, who didn't come. And we are looking that side. No, we must make niyat and look on our shoulders. For and hakims and doctors say, the best heart exercise is to turn your head like this and properly, fully. So from Fajr till Isha, how many salams we make? So we not doing it for exercise, but exercise is made. And we must make the salam, turn the head proper. Some of us, we just turn the head little like this. Or you turn you bring your shoulder front when you make. Or you go like this. No. Like some people when they drive and they want to turn, they also turn like this. So you don't have to turn. When they have to turn this side, they turn. And you give sharp brakes, they also go front. And sometimes when the gap is small, you have to just gap in another car coming, then they go back. So you don't have to do anything. You must sit on your place. Namaz also, you sit on your place. You don't move your shoulders this way, that way, etc. You must just turn your head. The same with adha. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah. The chest mustn't turn, just the head must turn. So that is, and when we make niyat of farishtas, kiram and katibin, two great benefits we will get. One is alam e akhir, the year after, which we don't think today. We who have come for namaz, who are like counted to be more, namaz is pious people. Who of us thought of our akhir? How will my maut come? What will be my life in the qabr? Qiyamah's day, what will happen? And to think of that is a great ibadah. A person who thinks of maut 25 times a day will get the maut of a shaheed. But who of us thought of our maut? But if we make niyat of the kiram and katibin who are in ghaib, then alam e ghaib, Allah will make it in front of us. And who thinks about his maut, his qabr, qiyamah, his islah will be made. His body, once that figure comes, your islah will be made. And the other great benefit, in this world, at this moment, there are two systems that are working. One is our system, cause and effect. Hey, we wanted to come masjid, we started the car, we drove, we came. We came walking, we used our legs, we came. Now we're going to eat, you're feeling hungry, you eat, your stomach gets full. All cause and effect. This we all know and we see it. Then there is another system of Allah which supersedes and overrides the system of Allah. To understand that very easily, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, عَرَفْتُ رَبِّي بِفَسْحِ الْأَزَاءِ. I recognize the existence of Allah and His power and His qudrat, that I made a plan and Allah's plan was over my plan. My plan didn't work. How many times we make plans but it doesn't work out? Whatever. So realize there is another system that is working. And by making niyat of the farishtas, which we cannot see, that system will come in front of us. Today, when we make some mashura, tabligh, darul ulum, wedding in the house, anything, that I will do this, you must organize that, you see to that, no inshallah. We forget Allah, that Allah is the doer. We discuss everything and we forget Allah is the main thing is to know Allah is the doer. So when we'll make the niyat, then that whatever we will do, we know if Allah wishes. How many times in South Africa it happened, people phoned home, in 5 minutes I will be there. No inshallah, nothing. 5 minutes they were in the mortuary. Accident happened, they gone to the mortuary. So nothing is in our hands. You got your Umrah visa, tickets booked, hotel, everything. And you think, I'll go, I got my ticket, I got my visa, nothing can stop me. You put your one step out of the house, banana peel, you slept, you gone 6 months hospital. So it's not in our hands, it's in the hands of Allah. You went to the airport, you checked in, immigration, security, about to board, they make an announcement, technical problem in the plane. The plane is not going to go. All passengers have to go to hotel. So it's Allah's system is working from Allah. So if you make niyat of the farishtas, two great benefits. Akhirat will come in front of us. And this system of Allah, which is working now, we will be looking at that system. So may Allah give us tawfiq. So just to summarize, when we start our namaz, imanan, that it's Allah's command and fulfillment. Ihtisaba, Allah will give me reward for this. And salati muwadda'i, that I leave my shop back home, I leave my house back home. It's only me and my Allah. Har tamanna se dil rukhsat hoge, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat hoge. What is that enjoyment? That all my desires are gone, it's only me and you now, Allah. Like when a husband and wife get married, everything over, all are gone home, they are alone in the bedroom. What enjoyment they get. That is nothing compared when you are now alone with Allah Ta'ala. And the other is salatim muwadda'in, that you left everything behind, and this is the last namaz of my life. And for those of us who get doubts in our namaz, read Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. And at the end of namaz, when you make salam, make niyat of the kiram and katibin, farishtas. If you will make that niyat, two benefits, alam-e akhirat will be always in front of you. And alam-e ghaib, the system of Allah which is working, that will come in front of you. May Allah give us all tawfiq, always to learn to improve our namaz. Not just the better, we are not commanded, salli salam, aqim salam. Iqamat salah means to perfect your namaz, which you must improve all the time. So every namaz we make, let us see, how much am I improving my namaz? May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Allah make it easy for that. In Ramzan, we have a program in the Darul Uloom in Azad, whole month, 40 days program. And at the end, we even teach practical namaz. And every day, 2 hours period of how to improve and correct our namaz. So those who can make it, mashallah, many brothers come from Mauritius. Come spend your Ramzan there, inshallah. And if you can, spend full 40 days, 10 days before Ramzan, the whole of Ramzan. And inshallah, you will see yourself how much you benefit. Subhanallah.